everyone, basically, during the summer, myself and Alex and 17 other members from one from Edinburgh, so one from Kenmore and 18 others from Edinburgh, went across to Romania to help with a small community called Casanto and to do work with the children over there. And so we went around the 7th of August for 10 days, just 3 days in Budapest and for the 7 days in Casanto, and Alex is how they went about Budapest. To raise some money and do some fundraising, like and have a tea morning in Kilmore Church Hall, which was a lot of money to help to use over there. And that's just some photos from today.
Once arriving in Budapest, we spent about 1.5 days visiting attractions around the city, and on the first day we took a walk to the Danube River, and our plan was to view the river from the chain bridge. However, I hate to admit that we mistakenly took the wrong street and ended up about 3 kilometres away. And on our way back from the river, we got the fantastic opportunity to view the old historical building lit up on the other side. The second day was spent visiting the historical area we'd seen across the river the previous night. And from here, there was an amazing panoramic view of the other side and more. We also got to visit 2 huge story markets which sold anything from fruit to secret boxes. And the time we spent in Budapest gave us a chance to get to know the English team and the whole culture was on the go.
And it's also quite interesting to see some of the buildings in Budapest, because the Parliament building was built for something like 58 million, but because of the war and stuff, it was all stood up, so half the Parliament building wasn't even being used. And that's the Parliament building there. Is that there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's just some more photos of the city. And one day I went to one of the markets there, it had all these different ways of knickknacks you could buy. There's some more photos of it just. The language. Because the village we stayed in was largely Hungarian, even though it was in Romania. But because back in the Second World War, it was like split, Hungary and Romania. And so they saw themselves Hungarian, even though they're Romanian. So we had a guy called Ballant who would translate it for us from English. From English to Hungarian, who was very, very helpful and useful. Now, just sort of some of the halls that the girls had to sleep in, which wasn't very nice, but yet the boys, we had a nice apartment with actual proper beds, like two girls just sort of lying on the mattress. But the reason for that was because there was only 7 boys, and the apartment didn't have enough room to hold the 12 girls that was there.
On the first Sunday, we attended a morning church service in which Bob was preaching us. Although it was Hungarian, he translated it for us so we could understand it. And they had a children's address, and the children also had a Sunday school to run during church. During the service, we were asked to stand up and introduce ourselves, as our age and a bit about ourselves. And after the service, the team stepped outside to greet the church members. This part was quite overwhelming because the congregation came up to you and hugged you and kissed you. And we could see that they were just so happy that we were there, and it was really humbling.
And so the Bible Club was run from about 10 o'clock to half 12 each day, and it's based on the Bible Club that was run in Edengrove, and it's basically about teaching how God was king, and that's the image that we sort of based it on. And so, but what a typical day would have been like would have been from about 9 to about half 9, sorry, from 10 to half 10, Scott would have opened up a minister with maybe some phrases and some memory verses, and then a story that had been told by one of the 5 different team members, which then Ballant would have translated into Hungarian. Then after that, we would have gone out and did some sports, some crafts. Then after I came back in again, had a short wee message, and then let the kids go. And that's just some of the photos from the crafts, as you can see, building the crowns from the king.
In the evening, from about 7 o'clock until half 10, we did a variety of activities for the youth of the village, and this was hosted in the fields just behind the boys' apartments. On the screen, John's
picture. No, sorry.
Some of the older pictures of the kids. Yeah. And there were always sports going on from about 7 to half 9 or 10, usually football or around inter cricket. But for some of the girls and some of the boys, there was a gazebo, which some of us taught them to make bracelets with thread and moon bands. And after it started to get darker, some of them asked there was a bonfire. Yeah, there was a bonfire lit, and some of the team stood up to give their testimonies. Throughout this, Bam translated into Hungarian so that everybody could understand. And at the end of the testimony, there was an opportunity for people to ask questions if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm. the culture night, basically the culture night was that we had the reading group team and the reading team were basically presented a night of what sort of stuff happens in Northern Ireland, what things we like to do. And some of the things we did was sing Tell Me Ma When I Go Home. That was quite funny, and I think the people quite enjoyed it quite a lot. And then Scott gave a wee brief description of the Titanic, and we sort of showed them where we were in the map and different sort of things, and told them about the Giant's Causeway, our most famous tourist attraction.
The food in general was amazing, and we were really well looked after by the ladies of the village. Breakfast was mainly cereal and juice, and lunch was sandwiches with salami and ham or cheese. But for dinner every night, we got 3 course meals. And usually it would have had been a soup to start, and we got a mixture of these, including potato and cherry soup. But for dessert, we got a wide variety of dishes, though they never served the same dish twice. For pudding, we got plum cake, which is on the stairs.
Yeah.
And you can see it in the top right hand corner, and this is made from their own plums they have grown in their gardens. And one of the men in the village was called Ishvan, and he brought us homemade pancakes and donuts with jam. And quite a lot of the mums and the children from the Bible Club were cooks, but there were a lot of women who gave up their afternoons, and it was really appreciated.
And so, well, in the mornings, as we mentioned, we would help do the Bible Club. Then in the evenings, we do the youth night. So that sort of left our afternoon free. So in the afternoon, we would maybe go up help the mums do different jobs, like walnut cracking, pick weeds or tomatoes, or paint the fence. Or in some cases, some days, people go visiting with the minister of balance, to different people around the village. And so, well, coming home was quite emotional for some people who cried quite a bit. And so I haven't seen some of the photos from the last Sunday at the work. Some very red faces from all the time. And thank you very much for listening.